Yeah, so like Brett was saying, it was an idea that I had in my mind for a while. It really came down to watching Hulu and seeing an ad come up that was speaking in Spanglish. And so that is typically how I will speak at home, how I speak to other Latino business owners. And because we're a mixture, right? We're a mixture of our roots, but we're also United States. We're living in the U.S. We're speaking English. So it's a mixture of this crazy world. But the thing is, we don't necessarily see a lot of people like us or minorities being shown or showcased as the CEO or as business owners. So when I first thought of this, I thought, okay, this is something I want to do. This was, I think, almost a year ago. This is something I want to do. I put it in my notebook, in my passion planner, and I then forgot about it. Until about towards the end of last year, I'm a podcast avid listener. And so I was looking for podcasts that were about entrepreneurship. And I ran across a couple of them that were really focused on the Latinx community and really focusing on how they've grown and finance. There was some finance or some entrepreneurship podcasts out there. And I brought that back out of my, passion planner, that idea. And around the same time, Brett and you, David, reached out to me and I thought, you know what, this has got to happen in 2021 because first of all, accountability, and also just having a team behind you makes, you know, producing and interviewing and really marketing the podcast and getting it to the ears of the people who need to hear it that much easier. So ultimately, my goal with the podcast is to bring to the forefront the stories of people who have maybe are triumphing, have triumphed, are at that big level, are a CEO, or are starting their business, whether it's in Columbus or anywhere else in the nation, and really showcasing them and showing other people of color, other minorities, that it can be done. And it's not going to be just focused on the Latinx community. It's also, that we might have some Spanglish thrown in there, but we're going to focus really on minority communities and, again, really bringing to the forefront their struggle, their accomplishments, and where they want to go in the future and how they're supporting the community, because it's like a hidden gem in Columbus, Ohio, of all these business owners, these minority-owned businesses, whether it's in German Village or in Dublin, and we don't know about it. We frequent them and we have no idea who's actually behind the scenes.